You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. Life is actually a constant exercise in persuasion, wouldn't you say? What I mean is we don't just need to persuade people in the meeting room. Actually, we're constantly using the tools of persuasion across a wide variety of situations, ranging from serious to casual. In addition to formal situations, everyday persuasions include when to meet, whether to extend a deadline, and even such common things as where to have lunch or which movie to see. So, the persuasive process we learned in BEPs 59 through 61 is useful not just for formal business situations, but across all sorts of contexts that come up many times every day. You don't always want to use the indirect approach to persuasion, but it's often very useful. Here's an example of the persuasive process at work in an everyday situation. Julie is persuading her husband, Steve, to try a new vacation spot. As you listen, see if you can identify the five steps of the Monroe sequence. 1. Getting attention. 2. Establishing need. 3. Satisfying that need. 4. Visualizing the future. And 5. Asking for action. Because this is an informal situation, the language Julie uses is obviously quite casual, and she doesn't include any numbers or statistical data. But, as always, a convincing description of the problem in the need step is the key to successful persuasion. And it's important to state the problem from the perspective of the audience, which in this case is Julie's husband. During the dialogue, you'll hear Julie use an expression. You'd like to get me out of your hair. To get someone out of your hair means to stop them from bothering or bugging you. Now let's listen.
Honey, look, they've got some great deals going down to Benidorm. We should book for August.
Oh, not Benidorm again. You know, baby, we can actually save money and go someplace nicer.
There's a nicer place than Benidorm? Come on.
Well, let's talk about what you like. You want peace and quiet, good cheap drinks, and water sports. And you'd like to get me out of your hair, right?
Will I get in trouble if I say yes?
But Benidorm is noisy and crowded in August. The jet ski rentals are outrageously expensive, and the drinks are not exactly cheap. Plus, the beach is just basically a big concrete slab, and the water is not really what I would call clean and clear.
Yeah, I guess Benidorm's getting a little expensive these days. I got charged €3 for a pint last time.
Right, and there's nothing for me to do, so I'm always bugging you.
So where's the wonderful, perfect place that is better than Benidorm?
Thailand. Here, have a look at this. White sand, crystal clear blue sea. You don't see that in Benidorm. Plus, beer's cheap and the hotels are a fraction of the price, which makes up for the extra cost of the plane tickets. So we can go to Thailand and actually save money. Or we can go to Benidorm and sit on a concrete beach and pay double for our drinks for 2 weeks while I'm constantly complaining about how bored I am.
But the flight's got to be, what, 10 hours?
Got that covered. Lufthansa's running a deal for the summer, so we can use our miles to upgrade to business class.
Business class, huh? That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, let's call the travel agent right now, and in 4 weeks' time, we can be sitting on the most beautiful beach in the world.
All right, let's do it.
Sounds like Julie has convinced Steve, doesn't it? Now, let's return to a more serious business topic. We'll do some extra practice of the last step of the Monroe sequence, the action step. Remember, this is an important finish to a persuasive presentation. Don't ever leave people asking, what should I do now? Give them specific action that they can take right away. First, let's review some useful phrases for the action step. Here are the phrases we covered in BEP 61. They can be broken down into four strategies: appeal for support, priority, statement of personal intention, and a challenge. Appeal for support.
To sum up, we need quick action, and we need it now. So, I'd appreciate everyone's support for this proposal.
Please authorize a purchase order for new computer systems.
Priority.
The first thing we need to do is meet with all the parties involved. I suggest next Thursday.
Statement of personal intention.
I intend to follow this issue closely. I need all of your help to understand the problem better. That's why I'm asking you all to send me an email anytime you observe something unusual.
Challenge.
It's not good enough just to meet our targets. I challenge all of you to exceed them by at least 5%, starting today.
Now, it's your turn to practice. You'll hear a series of actions accompanied by the name of a strategy. After the beep, use the phrases we've just reviewed to make strong requests for action. For example, if you hear, "Approve this request," appeal for support, you could say something like, "I'd appreciate everyone's support in approving this request." After each exercise, you'll hear an example answer. But remember, there are many possible ways to respond to each question. Q1. Put this proposal on the agenda of the next sales meeting. Appeal for action.
Answer. To sum up, this is an important proposal. So I'd appreciate everyone's support in putting it on the agenda for the sales meeting.
Q2. Create a special team to investigate this issue. Priority.
Answer. The first thing we need to do is create a special team to investigate this issue.
Q3. Authorize purchasing to request bids for this system. Statement of intention.
Answer. Obviously, this is an important action to take, so I intend to authorize the purchasing department to request bids for this system.
Q4. Increase sales revenue by 50% over the next year. Challenge.
Answer. We don't need to just grow, but to grow rapidly. I challenge all of you to increase sales by 50% over the next year.
How did you do? Go back and practice again for fluency. Also, try substituting different strategies. Before we finish today, here are a couple more strategies you can use in the action step, either by themselves or as part of the ways we've already learned. These new strategies include using a quotation and summarizing. New action step phrases. Using a quotation to introduce the action step.
I'm reminded of the words of Eisenhower. We succeed only as we identify in life, or in war, or in anything else, a single overriding objective, and make all other considerations bend to that one objective. So, I'm asking you today to make doubling our sales revenue in the next 3 years our single overriding objective.
As the old saying goes, an enemy will agree, but a friend will argue. Now let's have a frank discussion on the merits of this proposal. I want each and every one of you to speak your heart.
Summarizing.
In the final analysis, this is a question of value. To get more value, we must create more value. That's why I'm asking you to approve this new R&D program.
To make a long story short, the only way to keep growing our business is to keep growing our market share. And to grow our market share, we need to increase our investment in advertising.
Okay. In this practice pod, we've reviewed the persuasive process and seen how it can be used in a wide variety of situations. Also, we focused in on and practiced the action step. For further practice, you can go to the Learning Center at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks for listening. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.